A legendary champion of tribal treaty rights and Northwest salmon restoration died Monday. Billy Frank Jr. was 83 years old. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on his legacy.
The Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission announced Frank's passing. The message did not give a cause of death. Frank was the commission's longtime chairman. The Nisqually tribal fishermen came to public notice in the 1960s and early 70s during what's now known as the Northwest Fish Wars. Frank was arrested more than 50 times during protests for tribal fishing rights. His activism and that of others resulted in a landmark court decision in 1974 called the Bolt Decision. A federal judge ruled that 20 Western Washington tribes are entitled to half of the annual fish harvest in their area. Afterwards, Billy Frank remained a relentless advocate for salmon and the environment. With his silver hair tied in a ponytail, he frequently testified before Congress and at the legislature in Olympia and counted several governors as personal friends. Frank kept up his environmental advocacy to the end.
All of us, we got to do a better job, you know, of what we've been doing.
That was Frank in 2012 at the book launch of a biography about him.
And them treaties are the law of the land. They're a contract between the United States and our tribes. And we are going to bring that to the front.
As word of Frank's passing spread, remembrances poured in from near and far. In a statement, Washington Governor Jay Inslee recalled how the tribal icon stressed to him the spiritual and cultural relationship his people have with salmon. From Portland, the director of the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission said Indian country has suffered a monumental loss. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.